time-traveling dinosaurs. Could these time portals occasionally create a bridge that spans millions of years of time and allow living creatures to pass through? Maybe so. We already discussed the Lazarus effect, in which extinct species suddenly reappear in the fossil record, sometimes after millions of years. This may be the result of a DNA wave effect that rearranges existing organisms into earlier forms or creates life out of inanimate matter. But it may also be the result of portals that allow these creatures to pass directly from one time to another. There have been many reports of lake monsters that have long necks, long tails, and flippers instead of legs. The anatomical details of these sightings are almost identical to fossil records of the plesiosaurus. The most popular example is the Loch Ness Monster, a legend that originated in the 7th century with St. Columba. There are many eyewitness reports, some estimate over 3,000 just since 1933. In 2010, The Times in the UK published an article asserting that William Fraser, one of Scotland's most senior police officers, considered the existence of Nessie to be beyond doubt in the 1930s. George Spicer and his wife saw a dinosaur-type creature cross the road in front of their car on July 22, 1933. It was about 25 feet long, with a long neck that was a little thicker than an elephant's trunk. They did not see any lower limbs. It lurched across the road toward the loch some 20 meters away. Intriguing photographic and video evidence has been extensively scrutinized. Loch Ness is also situated directly above a major geological fault line known as the Great Glen. And we have already seen poltergeist cases and vortex activity associated with seismically active regions. In 1993, Professor P. LeBlond of the University of British Columbia reported on many different sightings of caddy, short for Cadborosaurus, off the coast of British Columbia going as far south as Oregon. A whale allegedly swallowed a 3-meter juvenile caddy, and the remains were found in its stomach. This story was covered in Science Frontiers and New Scientist. In 2010, Russian fishermen demanded an investigation into a creature that looked identical to descriptions of the Loch Ness Monster, but kept appearing in a remote Siberian lake, which is one of the largest in all of Russia. This hungry monster has apparently been responsible for 19 deaths from 2007 to 2010 alone. In February 2011, the Daily Mail reported 8 sightings in the past 5 years of a long, humpbacked creature known as Bow Nessie in the UK's Lake Windermere and revealed new photographic evidence. There are many documented sightings and/or local eyewitness reports of Mokele Mbembe in the Congo, a 4-legged dinosaur-type creature similar to a brontosaurus but much smaller, known as a sauropod. Most of the sightings occur in the Liquala Swamp, which has been officially declared 80% unexplored and is mostly inhabited by indigenous pygmies. Similar sightings have been reported in other nations near the Congo, including Equatorial Guinea, Central African Republic, Gabon, and Cameroon. Similar or identical creatures have also been spotted in Papua New Guinea, above Australia. 9 people saw a dinosaur-type creature on Umbungi Island in West New Britain. One of the main vortex points on the global grid is in this same area, directly below Papua New Guinea. In 1993, China Today reported that more than 1,000 people saw a dinosaur-like monster around Sarum Lake in Xinjiang. And in Canada, a young Inuit Eskimo working with scientists from Memorial University in Newfoundland found a fresh bone on Bylot Island that was identified as belonging to part of the lower jaw of a duck-billed dinosaur. the Geological Society of America and the Journal of Paleontology both reported on fresh bones found in Alaska that were identified 20 years later as belonging to horned dinosaurs, duck-billed dinosaurs, and small carnivorous dinosaurs.